We sang a song earlier this morning, "Is It Well With My Soul?" And as we sang that song, it struck me that there's much of that song that pertains to the Lord's Supper. There in verse 2 it says, though Satan should buffet, though the trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, hath shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, oh, the blessed, glorious thought, my sin is not part, but the whole is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. In Psalms, the 49th chapter, or the 49th Psalm, verse 15, it says, but God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. Sheol is the grave. God will ransom us from death. And the death that it's talking about there is the death of sin. The entire Old Testament, major purpose of the Old Testament was to identify what sin was, how ugly sin is, and the price that has to be paid in order for sin to be removed or remitted. Turn with me to Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verses 19 through 22. It says here, for when every commandment of the law has been declared by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the covenant that God commanded for you. And in the same way, he sprinkled the blood, both the tent and all the vessels used in worship. Indeed, under the law of Moses, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Imagine the picture that scripture has just painted. Moses flinging blood everywhere, covering everything and everyone with blood. That's what sin looks like. It is horrific. It is death. And at one point in time, before Christ came, there was no hope. But the psalmist, there in the 49th Psalm, verse 15, declared that God will ransom my soul with assurance that God will handle this awful situation that all mankind was in at one point in time. In Luke, the 24th chapter, verse 7, it says that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise. As we gather around this table, every week we remind ourselves of the price that was paid for our sins. Sometimes it is misspoken. I hear the word that Christ's blood was spilled. It's a minor thing, but the word spilt has a connotation that it was an accident. Luke 24, verse 7 lets us know definitively it was no accident. The Son must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. The statement that on the third day he will rise states that it is done on purpose. And if you need a further clarification of that, we can go to John, the 10th chapter, verse 17 and following. For this reason the Father loved me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. It was no mistake. Jesus knew what he was doing, and it was done on purpose. That all prophecy would be fulfilled. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down by my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. It is no accident. It was done on purpose because he loved us, because he first loved us. And we will never forget. It is our duty, it is our right, it is our privilege as Christians to remember our Lord and Savior in this way as he is prescribed on the first day of the week. So focus your minds upon those things as we partake of these emblems. Casey. Let us pray.